Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net number 343 for 22 July 2024. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you're not familiar with SDF, it's a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause for a few seconds now for priority traffic or to allow stations to disconnect from this conference if they do not want to hang around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9, Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. When you check in, we like to know your call sign, your handle, your QTH, and your SDF username if you have one. This net meets every Monday at 0 Zulu GMT UTC, whatever you want to call it, via Echolink Node 9229, which is the TechLink conference, and we would like to thank Michael, the E6UX, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, you give your call sign and wait for the net control to acknowledge you and give you the floor. Our net is open to all licensed radio amateurs and is not limited to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We'd like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussion. And this week, well, I've been away for a week. I've been kind of offline. No internet, no computer stuff at all, really, for 7 days. And I survived it, so I think that means I'm not internet addicted. Yay! But it means that I haven't thought of a topic. So this is going to be an open mic. Anything on your mind, anything about amateur radio, maybe even anything about non-amateur radio, bring it up and we'll see if it flies. Or what is it? Run it up the flagpole and see who salutes, whatever. I'm checking the dashboard here, and let me see, I just see a new one popped up there. Hi, Troy. Everybody here is a regular. I have been here before, so I don't think I need to explain how we do things. So let me, was there something else I should have mentioned here? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. All right. You've all been here before. You know how we do it. So let me run down the list. Let me reset here just in case. Okay. I have N6RNW, KD9NBJ, PY2BIL, VK6BQQ, KQ4MII, KJ6DRH, and that's pretty good turnout. I think it's, what, eight stations? That's pretty good. And also, I'm hearing myself on the Anon radio stream, so whatever was broken about that apparently has been fixed. So the people in comm can hear us. Yay! All right. So, let's start with N4, RNW, it's your turn.
Well, good evening, Wayne. Good evening, everybody on the net. Gosh, I get to be number one. Do I win some kind of prize for that? Harold here, N4, RNW in Southwest Florida, Fort Myers. The sun is going down. Thunderstorms have come through the area today, and we just returned from vacation up to see friends and family in Indiana, and also with a stop in Nashville to go to a guitar convention. So I'm back, I'm inspired, and we'll see what I can hammer out. So I don't really have a topic to discuss, so Wayne, I'll turn it back to you, and I might have to duck out at any time, so Good to talk to you, and back to you, and for RNW.
Okay, always good to hear you, Harold. And coincidentally, I was, for the last week, traveling from Illinois down to Pensacola, Florida, where my brother and I visited our brother-in-law there for a week. So, kind of, you know, balancing that, you know, me and my brother were balancing you and perhaps your SO to keep the planet on an even keel. Good job there. All right, next on my list is KD9 and DJ.
Good evening, Wayne, and everybody listening in on this net. I'm KD9NDJ. My name is Ken. I'm in Rantoul, Illinois, and my SDF username is KDB. Wow, there's not a whole lot of interest going on here. I'm back on my bike and putting in some pedaling. What else? Dreaming of getting a mobile installation out in the Jayco trailer, which would make a great ham shack if I was persistent enough to move the gear out there and try it out. Anyway, I've got an antenna on a tripod, so that could be cool. I don't know. It's got some challenges. But power isn't one of them, because I've got a lot of solar power out there that would be perfectly fine for a ham shack, and probably a lot less noisy than shacks in the house. Anyway, I'm going to stop rambling and turn it back over to you, Wayne. This is KD9NDJ.
Okay, well, you know, I know where you can get a tri-bander, a 10, 15, 20-meter Yagi. Real cheap, probably. So if that sounds interesting, you know, interest to you, you know, we can talk about that later. And you mentioned the bicycle, and here in my life here, I was gifted a nice little hybrid bike. I've been, you know, listening to you talk about getting into cycling again made me want to get back into my cycling. I used to cycle a lot, but kind of got out of it, and the bike that I used to ride, I left outside, and it did not survive the weather very well. So anyway, I had started to refurbish my old bike, and then a friend of mine said, well, you know, I just got this e-bike, and I'm riding it all the time instead of riding the old bicycle, so why don't you take the old bicycle and go with it? So so now I'm really starting to get back into riding. So we'll compare notes later. Let me acknowledge, oh God, what's that called? Yankee Bravo 7, Yankee Foxtrot Sierra. Wow. Let me write that down. Yankee Bravo 7, Yankee Foxtrot Sierra. And the name is Isya, I-S-Y-A. All right, you're on my list, Isya. We'll be getting to you eventually. Let me see any other. No. We got a good turnout this week. All right, next on the list is PY2BIL, Guillermo.
Hi, everyone. This is Guillermo. SDF using MG Grimari out of São Paulo in Brazil. So, yeah, I've been away for more than a couple of weeks. But yeah, I've been busy here with new projects and things of that nature. So just work and a little bit of family also, right? So we don't forget about that. So on the radio front, not huge news. We've been running a few activations here, not contests actually. It was an activation this past weekend down here, which I organized for our radio club here. And there's an upcoming one next weekend. That's a contest. That's a CW contest. Traditional, very old one. So I'm on the organizer front, so they're keeping me busy with all the logs and consolidating, creating certificates and all that nice stuff. Anyways, that was my radio for the last couple of weeks, yeah. So back to you, Wayne. This is PY2BIL.
All right, thanks, Guillermo. Always good to hear from you. Next on my list is VK6BQQ. Okay, perhaps Reg has stepped away to get another coffee. Let's see, how about KQ4MII?
All right, thank you, Wayne. This is KQ4MII. My name is Mark. I am located in Reston, Virginia, and my SDF log unit is mCornick. So nothing much going on this weekend, but last weekend I was away up at the HOPE conference in New York. That's Hackers on Planet Earth. Happens every 2 years, put on by the folks behind 2600 magazine, and was a good time overall, and there were several radio relevant bits there. There was a good talk on sort of ham radio for hackers and things that people with the hacker mindset might be into, a couple of hardware projects, things like M17, Digital Voice, and such. So that was an interesting talk with a good speaker. There was a license class offered where they trained a bunch of people, and then there was a VE session, and I'm told a little over 20 people got licensed as techs on that day, the youngest being 9 years old, so good for that kid. Got to meet the recently promoted director of the ARRL Hudson Division, talk with him, and So it was a pretty good time overall. Some other SDF folks were there, although I didn't manage to catch up with them, so maybe next time. In terms of stuff coming up, taking a trip up to Shenandoah National Park this coming weekend with my club for a POTA session, so hopefully when I come back next week, I'll be able to tell you about that. That's all I got for now, so I'll send it back to you, Wayne. This is KQ4MII.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Let me acknowledge that BK2DY has joined us, so I will just quickly say that we do not have a topic of the week this week. I've been away for 7 days. I'm not sure what happened last week. If anyone who was here then could give a quick report on, you know, like who showed up and if it was kind of a net or if it was just kind of a bus or whatever, I would be curious to know. Next on my list here, VE6UX, he said in the chat there that dinner is late and that he'll probably be gone. Sure enough, he did drop out of the conference. So putting him down as a check-in, though. Next is KJ6, Detroit, DRA, Delta Romeo Hotel, Europe.
Hello, KJ6 DRH. My SDF username is Caffeine, C-A-P-H-E-I-N-D, and Troy out of Bakersfield. And I haven't done a whole lot for the last week or so with amateur radio because we've all been sick for the last week or so, so I'm still getting over that. So I haven't done anything. Back to net.
Okay, well, thanks for joining us, Troy. Let me go back real quick and see. BK6BQQ, are you back with us? Okay, I'll try again later. How about... Let me get this right here. Oh, he dropped out. The Yankee Bravo 7, I think. All right. Moving along. VK2DY.
Yes, good morning. This is Robert, VK2DY. I'm just eating something here. Sorry about that. It is 13 degrees Celsius. Bright, clear sky. Actually, it was clear all night last night. It was a beautiful night. Got down to near freezing. I think about two or three degrees. My weather station, after about 9 years, died a couple weeks ago. And so I've got another one coming. I just got an email from Australia Post And the weather station is arriving today, so probably within the next hour or so. And I'll just go out and set it up again and get to be able to see what the temperature and weather is in my backyard. Because I really love that. And I miss just having to report what Apple tells me it is. So I guess it's coming, and we'll be able to set that up. So it should be fun. Get it back on Weather Underground and a couple of other services as well, so I can share it with the world. Anyway, other than that, we're coming to, coming to the end of July. This time always gets me anxious because I'm waiting for the spring to come, and it comes sometime in August, but can come as late as September. So just waiting for the temperatures to warm up and be back in shirt sleeves and plant my garden and do everything that comes with spring. So that's what I'm looking forward to. And also, let me reset for a second. And I'm also looking forward to International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend. So far, nobody in Sydney is actually doing an activation, so I could either find a lighthouse and activate it myself or join one on the South Coast or Central Coast. There are about two or three lighthouses, not that far away from me, but up in the Central Coast and down in the near Wollongong, south of Sydney. So I'm sort of looking at both of those, thinking about participating in those rather than trying to do a personal activation. But we'll see what happens here. It's still a few weeks away. It's the weekend of the 19th, I think, of August. Anyway, that's about it from here. VK2DY, back to next.
All right. Well, thank you, Robert. Always good to have you back here. Let me see. I think I have... No. Let's go back to VK6, VQ2, Red.
AB9FJ and the group, VK6, VQQ. Yeah, I got a little busy here. Sorry about that. But looks like everybody's doing their thing. And not sure what all's going on here, but hey, we're here. VK6, VQQ, good morning.
Right, well, it's 7:20 p.m. here in Illinois. Nothing much going on. I did not have a topic this week. I was just out of town for a week and then come home and get a catch up on all the things at home here, like, you know, lawn maintenance and so forth. And so couldn't think of a good topic. Maybe next week. So, I think I have given everyone a chance to speak, so it's time now for rechecks or additional comments. So, if you have something else you want to say, please call now. Right, nothing heard, so let me just try one more time. Final call before I close the net. If you have something to say, please call now. Right, so let's see, where am I? I should remind everybody that... as happened last week, both Mark and I were unavailable, so I don't know what happened last week. Anyway, we could use a few additional volunteer net controls. So if you would like to give it a try, send me an email at jwh@sdf.org, and we'll... give you a little background information and set you up for a trial to see how you like it, and maybe you can become one of the regular net controls. I would really like to see having about four or five net controls who could operate in rotation, and that way no one person would be on the hook every week to run the net. But we have never come even close to that. The most we've ever had is maybe two going back and forth. Anyway, there's that, and then there's the mailing list. If you're not already on the SDF ARC mailing list, if you go to the sdfarc.org website. I'm pretty sure there are instructions on there about how to sign up, but it's pretty simple. You just send an email to majordomo@sdf.org, and I would put both the subject and the body of your message, subscribe SDFARC-L, as in Lewis. And that will get you hooked up, and you'll get maybe one or two messages per week. It's not a heavy volume, and you'll be clued in if anything interesting happens. Mostly what goes out on that mailing list is a summary of the weekly net, telling, you know, who checked in, what the topic was, what the chat was, and so on. Really basic stuff. All right, I'm rambling. So, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net at, let's call it 0025 UTC. I'm not even going to talk about the DMR talk group. This is Net Control Station AB9FJ saying 73, everybody.